Now you don't have to stay linked to your desktop or laptop. Take Voice America on the go and listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed in the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Speaking of Health with Dr. Michael Cudlis. There are several new innovations being explored and applied in the different levels of consciousness, be it in the physical, emotional, mental, and/or spiritual realm. We will explain and compare these new healing elements to help improve the quality of life for you and your loved ones. Now, here is Dr. Michael Cudlis.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on where you are in the world. This is Speaking of Health. I'm your host, Dr. Michael Cudlis, and we have a very interesting show tonight. We're going to be talking about energy, energy healing, the way your body works. And remember, on our program, this is a program all about health. Health, health, health. What does that mean? Well, in terms of physical health, rest, exercise, good nutrition, positive mental attitude, spinal integrity, or chiropractic care, those are the balance, what we call the balance of health to keep you healthy. And today we're going to be talking about, let's look at rest, exercise, good nutrition, positive mental attitude, spinal integrity. We're going to be talking about how your body takes all of those things energetically and helps to make you a healthy individual. Now, wouldn't it be interesting if you realize that each one of us has the ability to heal ourselves and others? Energetically, you have the ability to heal yourself or heal others. Now, that's an area of responsibility that most of us haven't thought about, I don't think. And quite frankly, you have to pay attention to taking responsibility for your own health. Rest, exercise, good nutrition, positive mental attitude, spinal integrity. Those are all important items and good ideas, but if you don't apply them, they're not going to work for you. And here we are talking about energy. Why is that? Because energy is what keeps us going. Energy is how we function. In our society, we're taught about chemistry, taking your pills, taking your medication. Oh, I don't know what's wrong with me. Run to the doctor. Give me a drug. I've got a bug. I've got an ill. Give me a pill. And what we need to be paying attention to is taking care of ourselves. That's what rest, exercise, good nutrition, and positive mental attitude and spinal integrity are all about. Taking care of yourself. It's your body, your life, your responsibility. Why give it away to someone else? How about taking the idea of learning how to take care of yourself, take care of others, don't hurt yourself, don't hurt others, use everything for your upliftment and growth? Well, today we have someone that can help you do that. Her name is Lori DeDecker. She's a certified instructor for Healing in America. And we're going to talk about Healing in America, since our country ranks about 37th when it comes to health and wellness in the world. We have third world nations that are living longer and have better health care than we do. And Lori is going to be talking to us about maintaining or gaining, if you haven't done this before, the ability to heal yourself as well as heal others. Good morning, Lori. How are you today?
Good morning. Doing very well. Glad to be with you today, Michael.
Well, give us an idea of this idea, which may seem strange to some people, about their ability to heal themselves, to keep themselves in balance, And the idea of energy healing, exactly what are we talking about with that?
Well, to start off, I think maybe the first concept to talk about is the self-healing piece, because in Western medicine, we've become used to deferring healing to medical practitioners. You know, we want a pill or a procedure to fix what's wrong with us. And our body is actually made to self-heal. And if you think about the fact that when you, say, cut your finger, other than maybe cleaning it up and putting a bandage on it, you really don't do anything else physical to it, and yet over a short period of time, that wound will heal. That's one of our body's self-healing mechanisms. One of the issues that's come into play, especially with modern life, is the fact that we're somewhat disconnected from the idea that our body can heal itself. And so that's one of the basic principles behind the Healing in America method, is really what we're doing is working with people on an energetic level to help start that self-healing mechanism or get that kind of in high gear so that they can actually heal from within. Which is truly where all healing comes from when you look at it on a very basic level.
Yeah, I think people need to be reminded of that. So often that idea of, oh, I don't know what's wrong with me. Geez, it must be cancer. Oh, my God, it must be something horrible. That's kind of instilled in us, this idea of fear. We see that all the time, the way we're marketed to. I think a lot of the marketing in mass media is designed to generate a problem so that we give away our freedom. We give away our knowledge. I know in chiropractic, we recognize the innate wisdom of the body's ability to heal itself, the body's ability to maintain homeostasis. And that's always something new to people. They seem to have forgotten that. And I think largely it's based on how they're inundated with all of this socialization into the big pharma and big medicine. And I think that's disappointing because when you look at the research, the number one cause of preventable death in America is medical treatment. And it's good to see that there's someone out there and other people that share the common vitalistic view that chiropractic has, that the body's self-healing, and we have that ability to heal ourselves. So tell us a little bit about Healing in America and how this concept and how this actually came into the United States, because I know it's an import from the British Isles.
Yes. Well, Healing in America is actually a United States affiliate of what was originally called the British National Federation of Spiritual Healers, which recently changed its name to the Healing Trust. And this organization in England was founded in 1954 by Harry Edwards. And this was a very talented gentleman who found that he had the ability to heal and to help others heal, and decided that it really was something we all could do, and set about setting up an organization to teach people about this method of healing. This is a method that actually in Europe has over 6,000 practitioners and also is sanctioned by the British Medical Society. Their physicians are actually allowed to order that as a treatment for their patients, and there are healing circles and sessions in places like oncology centers and hospitals and such. So 10 years ago, Roger Ford and Kim Vincent came from England and brought this method of healing with them. Healing in America is based today in Ojai, California, and we have trained practitioners now in 14 states. So this is a very simple form of energy medicine. It's something that truly anyone can learn. A lot of people actually take our classes to learn it for themselves or to help a family member. So not everyone has to be interested in becoming a healing practitioner. It's just a wonderful method to learn for healing yourself or working with others in your family who may need additional help in healing because of health issues.
So in other words, we don't need a four-year degree plus in some sort of science class like chemistry or anatomy and physiology, plus being approved by the school and a bunch of other people, but what we have here is in effect something that people can do all the time for themselves. Because why? We're natural energetic beings, or how is it that anybody can learn how to do this?
Well, a lot of this is based on the principle that the entire universe is actually made up of energy. And when you think about it, you know, the terms we're used to are things like protons, neutrons, and electrons, the types of things that we were taught in chemistry or in science class. And truly, that is part of, you know, the makeup of energy, but we now also know there are subatomic levels of that as well. So some of this is actually based in quantum physics as we're now learning how to understand these different therapies. And so because we are all made of energy and the universe is made of energy, there are times when that energy can get disrupted. It's just like an electrical cord. If you have a break in that cord, you're not going to have electricity flowing through it. The same type of thing can happen to the energy within our body. And so the Healing in America method, and truly a number of different forms of energy healing, actually help connect the client with the universal energy that's freely available. And the practitioner really is not doing healing. They are actually just learning to connect to that source of universal energy and channel it through to their client. We use an analogy of a garden hose. If you have a body of water and you have a garden that needs water, but you have no connection between the two, the garden doesn't receive any of the water that it needs. What the healer actually acts as is a garden hose connecting that source of water or source of energy, as we're talking about healing, and bringing that through to their client, just like a garden hose. So there's nothing magical about it. It's actually based on principles of quantum physics in how that energy that's freely available in the universe can be tapped into and moved to other places, connected to clients, just to help the energetics of their body return to a normal level.
Oh, that's fascinating. And so really, what we're talking about, where 20 years ago, the common language would be that of chemistry, as people are becoming more and more aware of energetics, quantum physics, the energy flow of the universe, as that's becoming a more common sort of awareness, people actually have that kind of activated because they're aware of the potential that it actually could happen. Is that correct?
Yes.
That's fascinating. Well, when we come back, we're going to be talking a little bit more about this because I've got to tell you, energy healing is a fascinating concept. And you do so well at explaining it. We're going to continue with this. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is Dr. Michael Cudlis speaking of health. We'll be right back with our guest, Lori Dedecker of Healing in America. We'll be right back.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Speaking of Health is brought to you by Old Time Medicinals Essential Oil Formulas. Remedies from yesterday to help you heal today. Have aches, pain, muscle soreness, inflamed joints, or stiffness cut into the joy of your life? Have you been denied the health, wealth, and happiness you deserve? Old Time Medicinals has life-changing products to help you help yourself to a pain-free existence. For more information, email us at oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com. Get your life back now. Email oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com.
Think of the world. 50 years ago.
Now think of this same world and how it'll be
50 years from now.
Did you know that if the world's population continues to grow at its current rate, our children and grandchildren will only have 25% of the resources per capita that our parents and grandparents had? We must preserve the foundation of a quality standard of living. That foundation starts with Go Green Radio. Join your host, Jill Buck, for Go Green Radio every Friday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Voice America.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Speaking of Health with Dr. Michael Cudlis. To reach Dr. Cudlis or his guest today, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to drmcudlis@gmail.com. Now, back to Speaking of Health.
Hi, welcome back. Dr. Cudlis here. We're speaking with Lori Dedecker of Healing of America, an energetic healer, one that helps the body balance itself through the transmission of energy from universal source through the healing practitioner into the person that needs it. Lori, can you elucidate a little bit more on how that process works? From universal intelligence, or that's how we refer to it in chiropractic, or universal energy fields, into the person that needs the balancing.
Certainly. I think the first principle to talk about is that of subtle energy. There are really two kinds of energy in the universe. There's physical energy, which is electrical energy, and we're all familiar with that because it's powers our homes. You know, you flip a switch and the light goes on. The other type of energy is subtle energy, which is really magnetic in nature, and it travels very quickly and is very hard to measure. So that's the type of energy that we're talking about when we talk about connecting to a universal source of energy. It's subtle energy, which we can't always measure, but yet we know it exists because we can see some of its effects. And so that's what we're talking about when we're talking about energy healing. And the healer, actually, what we do in our training is train people to connect with that universal energy, which is really part of the Earth's electromagnetic field. And we know that that field exists because we can measure it. And the Earth's resonance level or electromagnetic field is about 7.83 hertz. So we know that. We can measure that. And we also have measured that same level or that same type of electromagnetic energy in different organs. So, for instance, nerve tissue resonates at about 2 hertz. Whereas bone is about 7, and ligament at about 10. And I bring this out because that's the normal range that their electromagnetic frequency is at. When an organ is ill or unhealthy or has been injured, it moves out of that normal range and generally resonates at a much lower level. So what the healer does is just connects to that universal energy source that's available, that subtle energy, transfers that, acts really as a vessel or a garden hose, and transfers that through themselves and into the client. And what happens then in the client's body has to do with the principle of entrainment, which says that bodies that lock into phase together will tend to vibrate in harmony after a period of time. And so really that's what a healer is taking advantage of, is working to entrain that organ or that tissue that's at a much lower level than normal, bring through the universal energy that's at a much higher frequency, and allowing that injured organ or tissue to raise its energy level back up to normal. And so that's really, in a nutshell, how it works.
That's fascinating. Now, I've got to bring this up. I want to get this out of the way. When you're talking about universal energy, you're talking about, like, the sun shining, how plants grow, how they take sunlight and use that energy. You're not talking about some sort of mysterious, the devil's work here, where people would have to watch out to make sure they're not taken over or giving up their soul or any of that other, what I consider crazy stuff. Is that correct?
That's correct. And yes, there, you know, there are some historical views of some forms of energy medicine, you know, that I've heard people say, you know, this is woo-woo stuff. This really is not. Some people do call it spiritual healing, but what we're really talking about, as you said, is energy just like is available in the sun. When you look at quantum physics, there is something that's called the field. And the field is really a universal grid of energy that connects everything. Does not even have to be a living thing. All rocks and dirt and, you know, highways all have a connection with that field. And we now know through quantum physics that whenever we touch something or move something or manipulate something in one part of the field, it affects the whole.
So that's what fascinating.
We're really connecting with energy and not any spirits or anything like that.
I think that's an important thing to keep in mind, too. To me, it's actually a mistaken use of the wrong type of language, because we are talking about energy. Heisenberg would identify with this. Einstein would identify with this, and they could write formulas describing it. If we want to talk about woo-woo or spiritual stuff, then we're moving into the religious vein of things, and that's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about religion. We're talking about energy. So in the energy field, you have to use energy vocabulary. If you want to talk in the religious field, then you use spiritual or religious things. But you can't transfer those in, cross-transfer those and talk about one to the other. I think that's an important distinction that people need to keep track of here.
Yes, and another point that I usually like to bring out is that when you look at the history of medicine or the history of healing, what happened centuries ago is there was a divide, and we started moving towards science that studied things like body and mind, and how those may work or work together, and yet that piece of spirit or that, you know, whatever you want to call the essence of us that's electrical, really, in nature, that, again, is subtle energy, was actually moved into the religious realm, so that we really removed that piece from medicine and have not looked at the entire person and have really totally ignored energy when we're talking about healing and self-healing. We measure energy like an EKG, you know, really measures the electricity in the heart, but we don't look at it when we're talking about someone being ill or someone needing to heal out of an illness.
Yeah, I think that's fascinating. That's the old Descartes dualism, where Descartes made it an actual deal with the Catholic Church to talk only about the body, and the Church would only talk about the soul, and we're about 450 years behind the times and just starting to catch up, whereas on the Eastern religions and the Eastern side of the world, they never lost that connection. And much of what they talked about recognized both the mind and spirit, mind, body, spirit, those kinds of things. And I think as victims of this Cartesian dualism, we've lost the ability, and fortunately, thanks to people like you, people in the field of chiropractic, we're bringing back the connection of mind and body, and that, in effect, we are a multidimensional human physically, emotionally, mentally, unconsciously, spiritually, all of those things have to be connected together if we're going to express ourselves in peak potential, optimal health. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yes, totally, totally. And as a nurse by training, you know, I have a unique look at, you know, kind of both sides of the field here. And it just, I think people are very ratty for this. Not that we throw out Western medicine. My real view and what I like to teach healthcare professionals when I work with them is that we have to find some middle ground. We have to bring energy work back into medicine because that is a real valid piece of who we are and our health that we have not been able to affect a change on if we use strictly Western medicine as it exists today.
So if somebody runs out across the street and gets run over by a bus, you don't want them dragging themselves into your session and asking for an energy heal. You want them going to the emergency room first, correct?
Oh, correct. Yes, definitely.
Yep.
Now, there is definitely a role for a healer even in emergencies. You know, once someone has had their emergency care, you know, it would be ideal if at that point you could start the energy work just to give support to that part of the person as they're going through that healing process.
Yeah, I think that's fascinating because when you look at emergency medicine, largely what we're seeing here is first aid to allow the body to heal itself. And so once you're done with the bandaging, once you're done with the stitching up, once you're done with the things that need to allow the body to begin to heal, what better way than to bring in an energy healer than to start lining up those energies that you talked about earlier that have been disrupted because of the because of the person's injury, correct?
Oh, yes, that's correct. And really, at Healing in America, what we see ourselves as is a complementary method, not alternative, not instead of, but complementary. So taking what's already happening with that person. A good example is somebody who's having surgery, say it's a cancer surgery, have the tumor removed, but have the energy worker work with them prior to surgery to get them in their best possible state before the surgery, and then working with them after the surgery to help heal both the injury and also look at how to address the cancer that's been there. So it's not instead of, it's not rejecting Western medicine, it's really complementary to and supporting what's already being done.
I know we had a workman's comp claim injured woman, and she had to have back surgery because of the nature of the injury. And in preparing for the surgery, the surgeon told her what was going to happen and then told her, well, you're going to be on this pain medication for about 6 weeks afterwards because of the nature of the surgery. And she said, wait, you can't do that. I'm allergic to this stuff. I'm allergic to any of the pain medications you have. And the doctor said, well, I don't know if I want to do the surgery because you're not going to be able to stand the pain. So what we did at that time, we started her on some homeopathics, but we also sent her to a hypnotist who taught her to hypnotize herself, and she was able to do that using a different energy approach, and she got through fine without any pain medication. She was able to hypnotize herself and use that pain control method after a while and not need any of the drugs. It would have been nice had she we had a Healing in America person around that I could have referred her to.
Yes, yes. And that's a perfect example of complementary medicine. And Healing in America, our method is very effective in pain relief. I have one client I worked with who had terrible back pain, sciatic pain going down their leg, and was ready to go to the doctor thinking, okay, I'm going to have to go through the physical therapy and all of the things that I've done in the past when this flared. So we did some very intensive treatments for a couple of weeks, And at the start of our treatments, she was taking 3 pain pills a day, prescription, very strong ones. And after about 2.5 weeks, I said, so how many pain pills a day are you taking right now? And she looked at me funny and she said, pain pills? I'm not taking any. And then she looked at me very startled and said, oh, my pain is gone.
I forgot.
Yes, well, and I think that's a good example of how energy medicine works. It's not always an instant, you know, 1 minute there's something there and the next minute it's gone, but it works so subtly that over time you really heal into a different state and forget where you came from, you know, where that intensity was before.
You know, so, that's an interesting thing. We'll tell people, you know, when you're healed, because you forgot that you were ever even sick.
Yeah.
We're going to be right back. And this is Speaking of Health. I'm Dr. Michael Cudlis. We're speaking with Lori DeDecker from Healing of America. And we'll be back in just a moment.
Helping you make informed decisions for your life. This is Voice America Health and Wellness.
Speaking of Health is brought to you by Old Time Medicinals Essential Oil Formulas, remedies from yesterday to help you heal today. Have aches, pain, muscle soreness, inflamed joints, or stiffness cut into the joy of your life? Have you been denied the health, wealth, and happiness you deserve? Old Time Medicinals has life-changing products to help you help yourself to a pain-free existence. For more information, email us at oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com. Get your life back now. Email oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com.
Leadership is a destination.
But how do you get there?
More importantly, how do you maximize your power and influence and develop more leaders in your organization? Learn from proven leaders and proven practices. Join Drs. Kathy Greenberg and Relly Nadler for Leadership Development News. This program will help you develop the next leaders in your organization, balance your work life, manage your boss, and
manage yourself.
We'll feature cutting-edge interviews with industry experts and authors. Leadership Development News, every Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on the Voice America Business Channel.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Speaking of Health with Dr. Michael Cudlis. To reach Dr. Cudlis or his guest today, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to drmcudlisspeakingofhealth@gmail.com. Now, back to Speaking of Health.
Hi, welcome back. Dr. Cudlis here. We're talking with Lori DeDecker from Healing in America, an energetic healer. And Lori, with this now, someone's listening to this and going, wow, this sounds really good. I think I'd be really interested in this. My mom or dad could use this kind of healing, I think. How would they go about contacting you so that they could start learning how to do this?
Well, there's a couple of different ways. I'm always available by email. So anyone can reach me at my email address, which is Lori, and that's spelled L-A-U-R-I-E, at healing. In America, all one word, -midwest.com. Or they can also go to our Healing in America website, which is, again, www.healinginamerica.com. And all of our information about the organization is available there, as well as our various class schedules. We have classes now going on in California, Michigan, Wisconsin, Illinois, and Florida. So people can find the closest classes to them. And there's contact information for all of those there as well.
That's well and fine, but you also do something called distance healing. If somebody's in Alaska and they have no way of, you know, they're putting this out going, well, now I can't do this. I'm too far away. What about this distance healing that you do?
Well, distant healing actually works on the exact same principles that we've talked about earlier. And it really is explained by the fact that neither distance or time affects energy in how it moves and travels. So we have a method at Healing in America that's very similar to what we do with hands-on healing, but it can be done at a distance. It can be done in several simple ways. We have a very short method that we use. We actually, on our website, have a place where you can ask for distant healing. And we have a group of trained healers that then will put you into their routine for distant healing and do that for you for 3 weeks. Or we can do a full healing session that's very similar to what we would do in person, but doing it at a distance by arranging by phone to talk and then having the client lay down while we do that. And then the client calls us back at the end so that we can connect and wrap up the session. But it works as effectively as in person. And it's a really powerful method. I've used it quite a few times and had patients have very, very good results from that.
So if we were speaking of this in terms of physics, this would be looked at as using the non-local method of connection.
Yeah.
Recognizing that, like you said earlier, within the field, the zero-point field, that if you pull a string at one side, the entire universe is affected.
Yes.
That's fascinating. And I think that brings together some very important principles, which draws us as human beings closer together by bringing us in touch with the way nature really is. Then we have this opportunity to become more human, I think. I think that's real important. You know, Heisenberg said at one time that because the measuring device is made by the observer, we must remember that the questions that are asked of nature are dependent upon the observer and not necessarily are we going to get all the answers of nature. So you ask different questions, you get different answers. And with this whole theory and energetic healing that you're doing, you're really bringing us closer together as human beings, closer to our roots, closer to our spiritual natures or our energetic natures. And I think this is just a profound healing approach that you're bringing onto the planet here. You guys need to be congratulated for this. So congratulations.
Well, thank you. I will pass that along to Roger and Kim and the rest of our organization.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, as you were talking, that really brings up another piece of what's involved in our method and some of what we teach in our classes. Because as we have 3 weekend classes that we teach in the process, if someone wants to become a certified practitioner, it's a 3 weekend training and some other pieces of process. But we do spend a lot of time also talking about positive thinking and how our thoughts shape our world. And part of what we do in a healing session with a client is both have the client as well as the practitioner setting an intention for that session and having the client seeing themselves healed and whole in whatever way that is to them, so that they're setting up that positive response and connecting with that peace that's brought into existence by our thoughts. So that's a whole other piece of what we do in our healing method as well as what we teach in our classes.
Yeah, you bring up that it's really important, that idea of intention. And when you look in a medical dictionary, one of the definitions of the word intention is a method of healing. And so I don't think people pay that much attention to their intention. And perhaps if they did, we might live in a little better world for each of ourselves. So what else would you like to add to this Healing in America? What else would you like our listeners to know?
Well, I could talk a little bit about what we teach in our classes, because people might be curious if they're, you know, thinking they would like to learn more about the method, or even in finding a practitioner, you know, what is the practitioner trained to do. And so let me just go through a little bit of what we teach.
Now, this takes how many years to learn?
3 weekends.
3 weekends, okay.
Yes.
I think that's real important for people to know. Go ahead.
Yes, well, and an important thing to bring out, too, with what we teach, as well as the Healing in America method, we have a very strict code of conduct that is very similar to what I operate under as a nurse. One of the things that we have in our code of conduct is the fact that we do not diagnose. So we do not need to go through any method to know what's wrong with a client, because we're not focusing on things in that way. The person can just say, my toe hurts and I want it to stop. And that's really why the healer does not have to have years of training and a degree, because we're not looking at diagnosing. We're just looking at realigning the flow of energy through their body to allow their body to heal whatever is going on.
Now, that's fascinating. So this isn't about what's wrong, which is a specific type of question, which will only give us a specific type of answer. But really, you're working with what's right with the body to help make it more right, if you will, or to bring it into, if it's 80% balanced, you don't care about the 20% that's unbalanced. You want to add and build to that 80% of the person so they can go to 85, 90, 95%, correct?
Correct, yes. And that's, the word balance is a very key word, because that's truly what we're doing. We're bringing them back into balance, which really is, you know, it's kind of a catchphrase right now, but that mind, body, spirit, that's really what we're trying to do, is just bring them into an energetic balance so that they can heal.
I think this is so cool. I mean, this is really amazing. We're not talking about how smart you are. We're not talking about how many degrees you had. We're not talking about how long you've been in school. We're talking to you as a human being. And as a human being, you have the right, the opportunity, the potential to heal not only yourself, but to bring balance to those around you, to your family, to your loved ones, to those that need it. And you can do that in as little as 3 weekends. I think that's just profound. Lori, this is really an amazing thing you have offering here.
Well, I found it as a nurse. Like I say, I've been a nurse for 28 years and worked in a lot of areas of medicine. And I can't think of anybody that I've worked with in all my years that couldn't benefit from this type of energy work. Because, again, it's not specific to a disease. We're not even allowed to advertise that we focus on a specific disease. You know, we keep everything very generic because we're not necessarily medical practitioners. I personally believe that all medical practitioners should learn about energy healing, about energy medicine, if not for themselves and their patients, but just to help guide their patients who are interested in this, you know, to finding certified practitioners and people who are, you know, able to do this for them. We teach all different levels of people. We have physicians, nurses, other healthcare professionals, massage therapists in our classes, as well as retired chemists and housewives and students. You know, so it really is open to everybody. And we teach just very simple principles of energy. A lot of what we've talked about today is actually part of our curriculum and the things that we teach people about. You know, talk about things like energy centers and how they function, grounding and protection. One thing as a medical professional, I knew when I did bedside care that things were stuck to me. Sometimes I felt like I was dragging some weight around with me. And now I realize that I had other people's energetic junk, if you will, stuck to me. And I was dragging this around. Just the simple methods of grounding and protecting that we teach are extremely helpful in keeping healthcare practitioners or anybody else healthy and well-grounded and keeping their energy flowing in a good way. We also look at things like stress management, self-healing, healing into dying and death. Other things like communication skills, we touch on even color therapy, sound healing, some other methods, just to educate people about what is available out in the complementary medicine realm. So it's really a wide area that we cover, but giving people a really well-rounded approach to what's happening. Another piece that we also teach is just the simple difference between healing and curing, and I think that's a really important one, because anyone can be healed right up until their last moment of life, but not everyone can be cured of a specific illness or disease. But yet, somehow, we really, I think, almost have melded those two beliefs or those two systems together, and we see healing and curing as the same thing, and they're really not. So an energy practitioner is really focused on helping someone heal out of whatever that condition they're in, rather than trying to cure a disease.
That's an important distinction. And again, when you start talking about curing or you start talking about disease, you're really starting to limit yourself and delineate more specific things, which takes you out of the total energy opportunity that's offered for the total healing of the person. You start limiting yourself smaller and smaller and smaller, and there goes the opportunity for total healing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fascinating. That is really great. Lori, I want to thank you for being on our show today. This has just been a fascinating conversation. Once again, where can people get a hold of you? Where can they get in touch with you? What are our contact points to reach you?
Okay, well, again, the straightforward way to reach me would be through my email address, which is Lori, L-A-U-R-I-E, at healinginamerica, and that's all one word, Midwest, M-I-D-W-E-S-T, .com. And then you also can find more information on the organization as well as all of our classes across the U.S. at www.healinginamerica.com.
Great. Thank you so much, Lori. I really want to thank you for being on this show. I wish sometimes we had a 2 or 3 hour show, because I know you and I could keep going for a long time on this. Thanks again for being with us.
Well, thanks for having me, Michael. This has been wonderful. I've really enjoyed it.
Great. Thanks so much. We'll see you now.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Lori Dedecker, a certified trainer in Healing in America, an energetic healing technique that anyone can learn how to do. Do you realize the power that this technique would offer to you? Do you realize the strength and abilities that it would give you to know that no matter where you are, you have the ability to help bring balance back into your body by yourself, without a pill, without a drug, without some kind of dope all the time that you need to be taking? Do you realize the power that does, how that gives you the opportunity to step up in your power, step up in your strength, to become the person that you want to become the optimal human, balancing physical, emotional, mental, unconscious, spiritual things, bringing yourself back into balance? I just think that's a fascinating opportunity. I think it's a fascinating technique. I think it's something you really should consider. As a chiropractor, we're doing this every day with people. When we adjust their nerve interference, their vertebral subluxations, when chiropractors might make recommendations for nutrition or help somebody detoxify their body with homeopathics or deal with emotional garbage that's stuck in their body through neuroemotional technique to clear the energetic pathways of us. Because remember, we're multidimensional humans, multidimensional physical, emotional, mental, unconscious, spiritual beings. Thoughts are things, emotions are things, just the same as if you fall and break an arm and that arm is broken. That's a thing. All of those things come into balance, and we just need to know and learn how to address them in the appropriate ways for optimal healing. The universal intelligence gave each one of us an innate intelligence, a portion of that, so that our body can stay balanced. That before used to be attacked, fraudulent, bogus, because those that were in charge had no way of measuring it. So it was some sort of weird and strange woo-woo sort of thing. Chiropractic has been attacked for years over with that kind of thing, that what we do doesn't work. And yet now in our society today, there's over 600 chiropractic researchers documenting what we do. In fact, there was a study that came out of the University of Sweden in 2011 at Lund University that shows regular chiropractic adjustments raise the thiol levels, which is an antioxidant measurement in the body that has to do with the repair of DNA. Chiropractic adjustments can correct, help your body balance and correct the DNA faults that are there. DNA fault is what one of the things that happens when we are going to get older and when we are starting to age. Well, regular chiropractic care can balance that. What if your intention is, with Healing in America techniques, to balance your body, to keep your body as healthy as possible, to set the intention for you to be of optimal health? Optimal health. How healthy is that? We don't even know yet. Why? Well, 99 cents out of every American health dollar is spent on disease treatment, managing your problems, managing your illness, not curing it, not helping you get better, but managing it. Why? Well, that's a real cash cow in our society. That's why our country spends more money than anyone else in the world on health care, any other country in the world on health care, and we rank around 37th. So to me, it sounds like a waste of money, a waste of energy. Perhaps we need to go back to rest, exercise, good nutrition, positive mental attitude, spinal integrity, instead of reaching for the dope and the pills all the time to cover up what's going on. If you cover it up, you can't see it. And if you can't see it, you can't cure it. You can't heal it. You can't even balance it. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time in this country where we stood forward and took personal responsibility for our health and wellness. Our health and wellness, not merely our health and disease. We don't need to have disease treatment. We need to have health enhancement and the correction of nerve interference, the correction of vertebral subluxations by your local chiropractor, paying attention to the energy levels in your body, having yourself balanced, healing in America, better yet, learning how to do it yourself so that it's always with you. These are the kinds of things that, in my opinion, we need to be doing. Paying attention to our health, respecting ourselves and our families enough that we learn to take care of, step up, and own those things that will help us. We're able to do that. We're capable of doing that. We've just been educated out of our own common sense by the large corporate people that would like to make money off of you. And in our society, in America, there's no money in healthy people. There's only money in sick people. So I'm going to get off my soapbox now. This is Dr. Michael Cudlis. This is Speaking of Health. Be with you next week. Take care. God bless you. I love you. Peace be still.
We hope you've enjoyed this week's edition of Speaking of Health. Please join Dr. Michael Cudlis again next Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a heartfelt and healthy week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.